It's time for MFJP R3 The Unmuted with Nika Damian and Jeff Fernando.
Good day, R3JPNs. You're listening to The Unmuted, the show that helps spread smiles as we redefine the possibilities. This is your host, Nika Damian.
And Jeff Fernando, ang mga makakasama niya this federation. Welcome to The Unmuted Episode 1.
Hi, Jeffy! Long time no see.
Hi, Nika! Isang magandang araw sa'yo, no? Kumusta ka? Kumusta ka this pandemic?
Grabe, very stressful na. Well, noong mga una-unang part, medyo masaya-saya pa ako sa buhay ko kasi walang ginagawa. Pero ngayon, online classes have started and kasama doon yung tambak na gawain. Kala mo, nasa tayo? Nasa yung game na may mga imposter. Ano nga tawag doon?
Ako, I don't have any idea about that.
Boy, naglalaro ka nun eh. Ini-invite mo nga kami sa Discord server eh.
Grabe. Ah, okay. It's among us, everybody. Oh, so, okay. Sa mga gusto maglaro out there, feel free to ask us, no? Laro tayo ng among us. So, grabe, no? Grabe yung effect ng pandemic. And ngayon lang nag-umpisa some of the, mga online classes. Ako kasi I haven't started yet. And
ayun.
well, madedelay naman kami, no? So, I think, no, importante talaga na magkaroon tayo ng healthy discussion with regards to ACADS. And we will get to there later on, no? So, ano bang meron sa atin ngayon, Nika?
Well, let's see. Aside from, yung balita sa atin ngayong quarantine, I think we have a few news from our local chapters. Let's see here. Tara nga makibalita sa mga local chapters natin.
Share mo naman ang ating mga LC news, Nika. Pasok!
Thank you. Well, for our first news, we have here news from System Plus College Foundation's JPIA. It says here that they have started online peer teaching to help their freshman group. So, the System Plus College Foundation, just JPIA, has been adapting pretty well, sabi dito, to the new normal of having classes held online. So their newly launched project, the Online Peer Teaching, is one proof of this. So in this project, the higher years, yung mga second or third years, or if they have fourth year students, they help freshman BSA students in their academic needs by teaching them ways on how to study efficiently, as well as conducting tutorial sessions for them. It not only boosts the freshmen's academic standing, but this project also helps them have a sense of belonging in the JPN world. Wow, grabe yung initiative na to ng SPCF, no?
At least, no? Magkakaroon tayo ng mga online peer teachings. Grabe ang SPCF. It's a great step, no, para sa kanilang academic success amidst the pandemic. So, ano po bang mga other news natin dyan, Nika?
Let's see here. Oh, here we have news from Our Lady of Fatima University, Cabanatuan. That's a new LC, I believe. Let's see nga. So, it says here that Our Lady of Fatima University, Cabanatuan is now an officially registered JPIA local chapter. Hey.
Wow! Then, congrats, yeah. Olfu Cabanatuan!
Congrats and welcome to the NFGPR R3 family! And what's more, nitong August 17, they have elected their pioneer set of JPIA executive officers and associates via Google Meet conference. The meeting was headed by the former College of Business Accountancy Organization officers and their newly appointed JPIA advisor, Mr. John Janelle De La Cruz. So, the OFU Cabanatuan BSA students are now working on their membership programs and are expecting to host events as the first semester begins. Good luck, OFU JPNs!
Wow! Grabe, no? Meron na tayong bagong LC. Congratulations again to Our Lady of Fatima University Cabanatuan for being part of the NFJPIA Region 3 and as well as the NFJPIA. Grabe, no? Nakakatuwa naman yung balita na yan, Nika.
Yes, and I really, really hope, and of course, I'm sure, hindi sila magsisisi sa pagsama ng R3 family because we're the happiest region.
So, para naman sa isa pa nating news article, galing naman ito sa La Consolacion University Philippines, JP. So, the Siklaya Federation will launch its first donation drive, Avocasyo at Donasyon, a book for a cause, Be Wisely, Choose Tax-Free. The purpose of the project is to provide academic references for the supplement reading of accounting students. The main support of this project will be coming from the alumni of the College of Business, Entrepreneurship, and Accountancy Department of the University. Their used books that are related to accounting and other major subjects of accountancy program can be donated to serve as a tool for every hardworking student to cultivate their dreams to become CPA in the future. The launch of this project will be on September 19, 2020. With confidence, the Federation will assure that the donated books will be given to those LCUP JPNs that are in great need for this assistance. So, napakagandang move no, ng La Consolacion University Philippines JP to help their co-JPNs by tapping their own alumni. So, sa mga alumni na LCUP JPNs dyan, no, if meron kayong mga books out there, no, especially mga accounting books na hindi nyo naman ginagamit, you may feel free to donate those books to our fellow, to your fellow ano, mga co-JPNs. Of course, yung mga currently nag-aaral sa panahon ngayon. So, important sa panahon ngayon natin yung mga books na yan. And it would be of great help talaga if makukuha nila yan. So, guys, supportahan po natin ang first ever donation project nito ng La Consolacion University Philippines JP. So, moving forward.
Let's see here. Oh, okay. So, for our last news, this galing to sa Bulsu. So, JP or the JP from the Bulacan State University just launched their newest project called Inherent Master Quizzers Pool and are now accepting students who would like to take, you know, the challenge of stepping up their accountancy expertise and becoming a quizzer. Wow. So, this project is aiming to prepare and train their students to achieve their maximum potential before they set foot in the Sipale. Next naman. So, with this, BUSU truly transforms their JPNs into inherent masters.
Wow! Grabe naman ang JP of BUSU, no? Starting from ano, grabe yon, no? So they do have now their ano ba, inherent masters. So sa mga gustong sa mga JP of BUSU dyan na gusto maging inherent master, please contact no the JP of BUSU and be part of their quizzers pool. So para naman ngayon sa R3 news no, umpisahan naman natin sa recently held lang no na Accounting Gauntlet Infinity War series. It has unleashed its first gem as the regional council Servire, spearheaded by none other than me, the regional vice president for academics, for the first ever regional quiz bee for this federation year. So ang naging topic po natin sa ating quiz bee ay yung basic accounting and the financial accounting and reporting last August 7, 2020. But wait, there's more. Of course, nagkaroon pa tayo ng second installment na nangyari lang this September 12, 2020. At ito naman po yung Management Advisory Services. So kung tatanungin nyo ako, ano po ba yung naging theme ng event na to? Is it is based on the Avengers, no? So it is based on the Infinity Gems and the Infinity Gauntlet. So,
wow.
Ayan.
Grabe naman yung ano, yung nag-isip ng concept na to. Sino ba to? Napakagaling naman.
Shy naman ako.
Ay? Di ba ganyan? Ang galing naman. Tapos, we are recording this podcast right after nung gauntlet, no? Kanina. So, how did it go? Busy ako kanina eh.
Oo nga eh, no? Grabe. Again, no, as the regional vice president for academics, I would like to say thank you sa lahat ng mga nag-participate sa ating recently held na Accounting Gauntlet Infinity War Volume 2, which is the Management Advisory Services Gem Cup. So sa lahat ng mga nag-participate, even dun sa previous na Accounting Gauntlet, gusto ko magpasalamat sa inyo for spending your day with us, no, learning accounting and at the same time having interaction with other LCs. This is not just about the competitiveness of the quizzers, but more true. Of ano ba yung natututunan nila and how QuizBee works. At least, no, magkakaroon tayo ng mga hashtag R3 quizzer ako. Wow!
Wow! So, grabe naman yan, no? Tapos, ano, with these kinds of event, kahit, kunwari, sabihin mo, freshman ka pa lang or hindi ka talaga quizzer, you'll get to experience on what it is to be a quizzer.
Grabe, no? So, exciting talaga. And at the same time, no, nagkaroon tayo ng discussion of questions and answers with our respective arbiters na alumni from NFGPR3.
Ooh. Well, ito talagang ano eh, yung mga alumni natin dito sa R3, napaka matutulungin. Nabubulol ako. Very helpful. Ayan, sige, in English ko
totoo
na.
Very naman.
Helpful sila pagdating sa atin.
So, shout out sa lahat po ng mga naging arbiters natin sa recently held na accounting gauntlet. Nagpapasalamat po kami
thank
sa
you.
Inyong unwavering support sa ating mga academic and non-academic events. So, we hope not to see you sa mga susunod natin na events. So, moving forward, meron pa tayong news for the R3's event. So, guys, nagkaroon po ng isang regional executive board meeting, na first regional executive board meeting under the Federation Servire, no? Grabe, ang kasama natin dito ay yung mga local chapter executive officers noong August 30, 2020. So, kaunting background lang naman, hindi naman sa pagmamayabang, no? Ang mga invited guest speakers lang naman natin ay ang PICPA Central Luzon Senior Regional Director na si Ms. Annalisa Chua Di Caico. Wow, grabe, no? Pang PICPA Central Luzon. But wait, no?
Oo, Central Luzon na yan.
But wait, there's more. Baka nakakalimutan nila na ang ating isa pang speaker ay ang ating kagalang-galang na Vice President, Ms. Lenny Robredo.
Wow, grabe!
Grabe, isipin
R3
mo yun.
R3 malakas!
R3 lang malakas. So, umabot tayo doon sa ganong point na nakuha pa natin na makapagsalita kahit pa paano ang ating mahal na Vice President. So, ayun. So, that wraps up, no, our news, no, our local chapter and R3 news. Guys, we'll be right back and pagbalik natin, magkakaroon na tayo ng short stories na ihahatid sa atin again ng inyong mga hosts for this podcast. And we will be right back, R3JPNs. This is The Unmuteds, Episode 1.
Talking.
Welcome back to The Unmuted. Yan. So, enough of those heavy stuff.
Pasok naman tayo sa ating mga short stories.
So, yun nga. Like what I was saying earlier, itong mga short stories or kung ano yung sinabi ko ng episode zero, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it and then follow nyo na rin kami, by the way. Anyway, yun nga. Dito para sa ating mga short stories, we have prepared or we have conducted a Twitter party earlier today para syempre makita natin yung mga confessions ng ating R3JPNs. And I heard, ano, did we trend ba, Jeffy?
Grabe, no? If I'm not mistaken, no? Pumasok po tayo sa top trending ng Philippines.
Wow! Galing naman! Power ang R3JPNs.
Grabe, umabot tayo sa ganun, no? So, ang ginamit po natin is hashtag JPIA Confessions. So, para sa ating short stories for today, magbibigay tayo ng kaunting mga tweets, no? Na talagang nagtumatak sa ating mga mambabasa. So, Nika, can you share our first story?
Okay, so for our first short story or first tweet sa ating JPIA Confessions, this is from sender Ronel Clemente. And it says, "Dear ma'am or sir, good day. As we slowly adapt to a life restrained within the four walls of our home, some of us are still struggling to reconcile how much reality has changed in just 6 months. Weeks felt like a single day. Life before was once fast-paced, full of work and excitement, but now the world is in turmoil. A day all through the quarantine appears endearing, but it does not anymore. Under these various circumstances, I probably want to take some time off my resounding hobbies and just continue to be reconnected with myself. Personally, I no longer find it hard being exposed to the daily traffic that affected my life somewhere in history, like a dense ache. How do you get away from something that has been so acquainted to you forever? It's self-asserting to say that my life has really changed. I am an upcoming sophomore, and this is not how I'm planning to spend my second year in college. And as I wake up every day, my routine seems to be extremely repetitive, and I have been doing this for months. I attend online classes and go to my part-time job. Life really became instantly uncertain. Plans, including basic standards of living, were revoked. We became the forgotten, a place from which many of us had attempted to rise by attending university. The goals that we were told we could set and the plans that we were allowed to make, these were crushed before our eyes. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought a seismic tear in both media and real life with the aid of promoting peace and normalcy. New articles about the coronavirus are updated every day in every corner, leaving no digital stones untouched. Panic runs unbounded as the report portrays the commencing of the pandemic and the seas of the world as we comprehend it. While in reality, the world feels immobilized in a cliff-hanging state of anticipation of the dreaded future. Despite of the blue skies of the absence of traffic, the future could not be ambiguous and befogged as all sundry awaits anxiously in isolation, hoping for a pandemic to pass. After this revelation, I came to realize the silencing effects that COVID-19 has. Not solely does it have the strength to eliminate the voices of our older generations, but it has the energy to silence and make us forget the voices of each generation. Maybe this is why social media usage has gone up, why we see other people creating new social media accounts, posting more and attempting to attain out to lengthy lost friends. We do not choose to be silenced, and we cannot be silenced. Silence only means that we are being forgotten, and this is where injustice and ambiguity occur. By the usage of social media, pressing the like button on a post, or even sending hate message connotes that anybody cares and is observing what you are doing. After all, perhaps this isolation is not social distancing. This is an alternative physical distancing until we meet again. By having belief that this virus will vanish. Also listening to the medical specialists and authorities, staying indoors, keeping proper hygiene, social distancing, not giving into the fear-mongering, and being mindful and supportive of these for these deeply affected, either physically or emotionally, I wholeheartedly assure that we will be in a position to persevere and come out more responsible than ever. And that's by Ranel underscore Andre on Twitter. You can go ahead and follow them.
Wow. Wow. All I can say is wow.
Hindi ako dun.
No.
Oh,
so
napakalalim.
So this ano, so this particular short story, no, it shares, no, a point of view of a student na nag-address siya ng message to his professors, no, sa kanyang mga ma'am.
That's
and
right.
Sir. Grabe, no. Mm-hmm. Grabe yung emphasis, no, nung panahon na ito, no, as a student, grabe yung mga struggles nila, no. And at least, no, mabigyan lang natin ng kaunting ano, share lang natin, no, na natandaan natin na everyone is trying. Everyone is doing their best, no?
Even the teachers.
Yes, mapa sa side ng students, they are doing their best. Okay? Pas mm-hmm. sa side ng mga teachers, sa mga instructors, professors, they are doing their best as well to provide quality education. So sa mga panahon na ito, no, ang importante talaga sa atin is magtulungan, no? Sa panahon
That's
na
right.
sa, grabe, sa panahon ngayon na hindi naman natin inaasahan, kailangan natin magtulungan. And it is a masterpiece, no, by Mr. Ronel.
It is.
At least
really
ma-show niya sa atin, no, yung point of view ng isang mag-aaral na nagbibigay mensahe sa kanyang mga instructors and professors. So mm-hmm. ayun,
thank
no?
you very much, Ranel. Yun ano, that's yun nga, tulad nga ng sabi ni Jeff, that's a very inspiring piece, and maybe we can also feature it in other ways, because anyway, I believe that this essay, this Twitter thread is more than a Twitter thread. Yun, ano, it speaks to your soul talaga. Yung kumbaga nga, ano, hindi na lang siya basta, hindi na lang siya basta yung, ito yung naghihirap ako, ma'am, sir, baka naman pwedeng pakiintindihan. No, it's more than that. It's more than the mundane world that we are living in.
Yes, correct ka, Janika.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Ronel. Thank you sa iyong napakagandang short story.
Tara naman pakinggan ang ating next confession from sender. Who's this from? Kael Karen. Sige nga, Jeff.
So, okay. So, umpisahan na natin ang second confession. Galing ito kay at Kael Karen. So, hashtag JPA Confessions. I cried hard on my first sem, first major final exam, which is management science. Nobody saw me. Nobody knew unless I tell them. I just cried. Alone. Inside the Malolos Cathedral for an hour because I have no clue whatsoever with that exam that I took. I knew that when I entered college, I lost that certain academic urge way back senior high school. My friends and classmates think I do not struggle that much because I still had good grades. But deep inside, I knew that I was not enough. Stepping to a new school changed me. Lessons took a longer time for me to digest. I would read a certain paragraph in my accounting book all over again and forget all of it the next day. No one knew because I never told them. Though difficult, I see to it that I would always entertain their questions the best way I can. That made me happy. And I think that it became my purpose to help, to not let my friends behind. But no matter how fulfilled I become, every time that I teach them, I feel empty inside. Because I knew I was not performing my best. The problem is that I do not know how to get back on track. Try different approaches. Always ask my friends and my former teachers to motivate me, because time and time again, I can feel that I was already drained with ACADS. I was not learning anymore. I take an exam and forget the entire lesson by the end of the day. I fell out of love with my course. Because if I turn this to a hugot, it would probably turn out like this. Paano mo mamahalin ang isang bagay na patuloy kang sinasaktan? Hashtag JPA Confessions. Ka, Pilipina, flag of the Philippines. So, wow.
Aray, ang sakit naman nun.
Ang sakit ng kwento.
Daman-daman ko siya. Oo. Grabe. Thank you for sharing that, Karen, Kael Karen. And ano to add lang din, no, Jeff, may sarili akong hashtag GPA confession myself. Medyo nakarelate ako sa confession niya in a way na, I don't know if you know this or I have mentioned this sa inyo, sa ating mga officers. Pero, this is my second time taking up accountancy kasi nag-fail ako the first time I tried.
Wow! So, grabe, no? Grabe yung correlation ng story ni Karen sa'yo, no?
Oo, so, yung tipong, I remember, I was either second or mag-third year. And then, makikita mo yung grade mo, parang point something na lang para pumasa. Yung, hindi ako, I'm not the type na iniiyakan kapag ka bumagsak ako or ano. Tatawanan ko na lang siya kasi ano pa ba magagawa ko, diba? Pero that day, umiyak ako nun. I remember crying to my mom about it. Na pati siya na naguluhan bakit yun. So, wala lang. Yan lang din. Share ko lang din yung side.
Ayun. So, of course, I feel na nakakalungkot talaga, no? Grabe, no? Grabe yung exhaustion na binibigay sa atin ng accounting major subjects natin. So, I think, no, Karen's and your story, no, is just one of those few, no? And I think marami pa yan. Marami pang mga stories out there na fall out of love sa inaaral nila, no? So this story applies to everyone talaga, no? Grabe 'yan, ano? Paano mo nga ba naman mamahalin kung patuloy kang sinasaktan? So
true, pero ang lang din naman sa akin is yun nga, learn how to let go, lalo na kung hindi ka na yung hindi na beneficial para sa iyo, kung yung sa tingin mo pinipilit,
yes,
mo lang.
Yes,
and
true,
then of course,
true.
pagka nag-let go ka na, parang alin mo, matauhan ka, kailangan mo lang pala magpahinga. Ako, it took me 2 years magpahinga. And then gora ulit ako ngayon, third year na ako. So 1 year to go, 'di ba?
At least, so, 'di ba, you're on your path again, no, to become a certified public accountant. And guys, no, baka naman, no, and as what Mika said, baka naman pahinga lang ang kailangan natin. So guys, kindly check yourselves. Important 'yan, no, ang mental health ninyo, everything about you. No, important 'yan. Always take into consideration lahat ng mga nangyayari sa inyo. And again, no, thank you sa ating sender na si Karen, no, si Karen KL, and we will take again, no, another short break at magpo-proceed tayo sa ating first ever game. Again, this is The Unmuted's Episode 1.
Cause it's
isang magandang araw sa inyo mga R3JPNs and welcome sa first ever game natin sa ating podcast. Ang title nito ay Guessing Tornado. So tawagan muna natin siya, ang ating first participant. Hello! Hello sa iyo, miss!
Hello po.
Ayun, hello! Isang magandang araw sa iyo. So, gusto lang natin malaman, anong pangalan mo, miss?
Pangalan ko po, Christine Pabalan po.
Okay, Miss Christine Pabalan, what local chapter ka galing?
From Colegio de Sebastian po.
Wow, shout out naman dyan sa mga taga Colegio de Sebastian. So, ano pa yung nakakabalahanan mo ngayong quarantine, miss?
Nag-start na rin po yung online class po namin.
Wow, kumusta ang online classes mo so far? Maganda naman ba ang experience?
Nakaka-stress po.
Wow, nakaka-stress. Every accountancy student talaga na i-stress sa online classes. So, Miss Christine, ready ka na ba sa ating game?
Siguro po.
Okay, so bigyan lang natin siya ng konting background tungkol sa ating game. So, ang title ng game nito again ay Guessing Tornado. So, ang rules ng ating game ay bibigyan ka namin ng 15 seconds para pakinggan ang isang kanta. So, kailangan mong hulaan yung title. After nung 15 seconds, bibigyan ka namin ng 10 seconds para sumagot. Ang catch dito talaga sa game na to is ang mga kantang maririnig mo ay sintonado. So, meron ka ng guaranteed price na 50 pesos. So, kada makakatama ka, bibigyan ka namin ng additional 30 pesos. So, ano pa bang hinihintay mo, no? If masagot mo yung 5 na kanta na ibibigay namin sa'yo, ang iyong magiging total price ay 200 pesos. So, Miss Christine, ready ka na ba?
Ready na po.
Okay, ready ka na. Let's play now. The song number 1, Guessing Tornado.
Babagalin muna natin ang ikot ng mundo.
What a voice!
Sasayaw sa himig mo atin ang gabi.
Okay, Miss Christine, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Timer starts now. Ano po ang title, Miss Christine?
Wala, di ko po alam.
Oh, sayang naman for that particular one. So, ang tamang sagot po natin is Teka Lang by Eman. So, rest in peace, Brother Eman. Thank you sa iyong contribution sa music. So, okay, that's the first question. Okay lang yan. You still have 4 songs not to go. So, Christine, ready ka na ba? Sabihin mo lang, mabuhay R3.
Mabuhay R3.
Okay, Guessing Tornado, song number 2, pasok.
Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Okay, you have 10 seconds to answer the question. Timer starts now.
Deathbed.
Okay, timer stops. Okay, the answer is Deathbed by Pofu. Tama ka dyan, Miss Christy. And now, you win 30 pesos. So far, meron ka ng 80 pesos. Meron pang nalalabing 3 questions, 3 songs. So, ready ka na ba? Sabihin mo lang, mabuhay R3?
Mabuhay R3.
Okay, let's start. Song number 3, Pasok.
Ako'y layo ay nagniningning, mistula kang tala sa tuwing.
Oh, okay, you will be given 10 seconds to answer that song. What is the title of that song? Timer starts now. Miss Christine, are you there? Okay, time's up. Mukhang hindi ka nakasagot. Miss Christine, alam mo po ba yung title ng ating kanta?
Hindi po.
Sayang naman. Okay, ang title ng ating song ay Kalawakan by Music Hero. So okay lang yan, meron pa tayong nalalabing 2 songs, so you will still have a chance to win at least, no, 140 pesos. So, ready ka na ba sa question number 4? Ready ka na ba? Sabihin mo lang, mabuhay R3?
Mabuhay R3.
Okay, mabuhay R3. Sing Tonado, song number 4, pasok.
We are both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and a flashback starts.
Okay, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the song na binigay namin sa'yo. So, timer starts now.
Love Story.
Okay, ang tamang sagot natin, ang bilis na sumagot ng ating contestant. Ang tamang sagot natin ay Love Story by Taylor Swift. So, meron ka ng total 2 songs na correct answer. Therefore, ang yung total winnings ay 110 pesos na. So, let's proceed now to the last question. Huwag na natin magpatumpik-tumpik pa. So, Miss Christine, ready ka na ba? Sabihin mo lang, mabuhay R3.
Mabuhay R3.
Okay, mabuhay R3. Let's start the last song. Sing Tonado, song number 5, Pasok.
Ang lang sa dulo ng ating walang hanggan. Hanggang
wow, what a voice.
Wala nang nararamdaman.
Okay, you will be given 10 seconds to answer that last song. Timer starts now.
Sa ngalan ng pag-ibig.
Okay. Time's up. Tama na. Okay? Ang correct answer natin is Sa Ngalan ng Pag-ibig by December Avenue. So, tama ka na naman, Miss Christine. So, you have 3 correct answers with a total prize winnings of 140 pesos. Okay, congratulations, Miss Christine. Can you give us a shout-out muna? Sino yung mga gusto mong i-shout-out dyan before we proceed, no?
Shout out po sa mga taga-Koleo de Sebastian, lalo na yung sa accountancy department po.
Okay, maraming salamat, Miss Christine. Ang yung total winnings ay 140 pesos. Congratulations again and see you next time sa ating susunod na Guessing Tonado.
Naman, tapos naman.
Okay, that was Long Drive by Lunar Lights. So check out their official page at Lunar Lights.
Okay, so today, makakausap natin ang isa sa most outstanding student leaders ng Bulacan State University. So our guest for today, she's a Gold Gear Leadership Awardee last year, 2019. So a little information about her. She's also the current president of its student government, and she's also BUSU's student regent. So our guest for today, she's also an incoming fourth year student taking up BS Accounting Technology. Alright, so handa na ba kayo?
Of course, partner. Ready na tayo dyan sa mga gantong kwentuhan.
Alright, so let's all welcome Miss Veda Santos.
Hi. Good afternoon, Miss Veda.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Okay, so Miss Veda, ano nga, pakilala ka naman sa atin kasi I'm sure, well, kilala ka na ni, siguro ni Jeff because he's also from BUSU. Pero sa mga listeners natin, pakilala ka naman.
Sure. Magandang hapon sa bawat isa sa atin. I am Charlene Veda Santos, also known as Veda for short. From Bulacan State University and the incumbent student regent and student government president of BUSU.
Wow! What does it mean to be a student regent? Ano yun?
Being a student regent is both a privilege and a huge responsibility. Kasi hindi biro na mag-represent ka ng around 33 to 35,000 students to the highest governing board of the institution, lalo na ikaw ang pinakabada na member ng Board of Regents. Kaya hindi mabigat na responsibility, but then we know kung ano ang pinasok natin, kung ano yung ipinangako natin sa mga estudyante, and of course, we must deliver what we have promised to the students during the campaign period and etc. And being a student agent as well is a sacrifice. Dahil there are times na kailangan mo lumiba ng klase kasi you need to attend the Board of Regents meeting na matatapat ng may klase ka. So, yun, may kan talaga mga sacrifice. And on everything naman, I think, there is a sacrifice.
Right, that's right. Kasi, tayo, sa atin mga student leaders talaga, we have to learn how to adjust our schedules and then mag-sacrifice nga din para sa student body, right?
Ayun, parang to add lang, no? Kumbaga parang yung Board of Regents, di ba? Kumbaga sa corporate setting, yan yung tinatawag na Board of Directors, eh. And Miss Charlene Bain, no? Represents one of them. So, ayun, astig,
wow,
props.
May ganun pala talaga. Kasi talagang ngayon ko lang narinig yung about sa student regent na yun. Grabe pala dyan sa BUSU.
So, ayun, Miss Veda, kumusta ka naman ngayong pandemic? Ano ba mga pinagkakaabalahan mo ngayon?
Ano nga ba pinagkakaabalahan ko ngayon? I think one of the few things na pinagkakaabalahan ko ngayon ay baking. I think yun, kasi
wow.
Iba tayo, parang ilang months na we are stuck at home kasi safe na lumabas, diba? And lalo na Luzon is under the community quarantine, and hence pa nga nakaranas has stricter rules than today. And I found a way kung paano bang magagamit yung time kahit pa paano na parang ang dami kong time. Kasi even though it is pandemic, the council is still going, the meetings of the regents are still ongoing, nakakailang meeting na din kami. For now, meeting ng regarding sa pagpapasa ng policies within the university. So yun, and I think my escape is baking kahit di naman pro.
Ayun.
Tapos a little bit of accounting.
Wow.
Kasi if para lang sa kaalaman ng lahat, nagbe-bake din po ako. So, hello.
Hi!
Oh. Diba?
Ako, bodies pala to. Ako, taster lang po. So,
well, halata naman, Jeff.
Padala na lang. Di, joke lang.
De, so, mga add ko lang din kasi nagbe-bake din ako. And then, I
to the point na naging business ko siya once, kaso yun nga nawalan ng time. Curious lang ako, ano yung mga natutunan mo ng i-bake or binibake ngayon?
Baked pastillas, brigadero, chocolate cake, cheesecakes. Konti pa lang eh, kasi mas ang nagbe-bake sa amin, yung kapatid ko, from CBA din, business ad. So, siya yung as in nagbe-bake ng different meals, even sushi bake, and etc. So, ako mas sa pastries. Siya all around eh. Ayan. Pero more and ganun, and still learning. And actually, nag-start din kami ng small business, kaming magkapatid. We sell cookies, brownies, pero we are on a break currently. Kasi medyo nakakapagod din minsan.
Tsaka ano, parang hirap din magbenta ng mga baked goods lalo na ngayong pandemic. Although magaling nga siyang, tsaka very therapeutic din kasi ang pagbe-bake.
Yes.
Okay. Well, aside from ano pala, no? Aside from yung nabanggit mga na baking and then all other things, paano ka naka-adjust to this new normal?
I think I cannot say na naka-adjust na kasi I am still adjusting katulad din ng ibang tao kasi it is not a joke na mag-shift from a normal na you are used to gathering with friends, you are used na every day papasok ka ng school 7 a.m. lalabas ka 11 p.m. tapos lagi kami mga nakakasalamuang tao, you are used to socializing, lagi kang nagpupunta, kumakain sa labas, and etc. Then, biglaan na, okay, there's a lockdown, wala mo nalalabas, bawal mag-social gathering, bawal magkita-kita, and etc. So, ang laking epekto niya, lalo na ako personally, kasi I'm a person na mahilig makipag-usap, mahilig makipag-socialize, yes. Kasi, sasabi nga ng mama ko na, ngayon na lang akong quarantine na pirmi sa bahay, as in, kasi, nung may pasok pa, nag-apartment ako, kaya wala talaga ako sa bahay, dahil ang pasok ko ay 7 a.m, then uwi nga, nang sobrang gabi na. So, hindi na rin safe na mag-commute pa ng galing ng Malolos, Papulilan, everyday. So, I resorted na mag-apartment, and etc. And, ayun, biglang nasa bahay na lang ako, nanood ng TV, ganyan. Lahat pa ng meetings, online na. Even sa council, ay ang hirap din mag-adjust kasi hindi naman lahat ay merong internet connection, merong gadgets to conduct online class, online meetings. So, mahirap. Actually, last week, we conducted our first online general assembly and hindi ko sila minandate and hindi ako nagpa-attendance kasi I know na malaking kahirapan para sa kanila na maghanap. Kasi meron din kaming officers sa so walang signal and etc. So, I don't think mabilisan or meron, kung meron man na person na nakapag-adjust agad na mabilisan dito kasi lalo na, diba, nasabi nga ng mga tao ay this is the new normal and if ever man na bumalik man tayo sa old normal, hindi siya agad-agad. There are studies na this situation or this setup would last for at least 2 years. So, masyado pa siyang matagal kung iisipin natin ngayon. And lalo na kung nasa bahay ka lang, wala, hindi ka nakakapag-ubos masyado ng time on things. Kasi diba, meron ngang mga nagsasabi na parang kapag hindi mo masyado nagagamit yung oras mo, feeling mo or nasa isip mo ay mas mahaba yung oras. Kaya minsan ganun. And it is hard, diba, dahil meron, nandito tayo ngayon, tayong lahat, on a cabin-like experience na we are encaged or yun nga, we are on a quarantine, hindi naman dahil tayo ay lahat ay positive or tayo ay probable cases, but then also to, but then it is hard, lalo na hindi man sa akin on a personal level, but for other people na hindi sila feeling safe sa comfort ng or walang comfort silang naranasan sa bahay dahil mas nakakaranas sila ng comfort sa pan mga kaibigan, maybe.
Yan, so President, no? Ayan, since nabanggit mo, no, yung hirap ng adjustment sa new normal setting natin na ngayon. So, we're gonna talk about, no, academics, yung academic problem, eh, no? So, syempre, alam naman natin yan, lahat apektado, eh, lahat ng klase, lahat ng sektor apektado. But, of course, mag-focus tayo ngayon dun sa struggles ng mga students. So, ayan, can you give us an overview, no? Ano po ba yung academic freeze? So, bakit ba may academic freeze?
Yes. Academic freeze started upon analyzing the situation. Kasi digital divide is evident in our society, especially in the Philippine education setup. So, first, what is digital divide? So, digital divide is yung kasalukuyang kalagayan nating mga kabataang Pilipino, nating mga mag-aaral na Pilipino, na hindi lahat ay merong sapat na resources or gadgets for an online or for an online transition. At hindi lahat ay merong internet connection, stable and fast internet connection. Yung iba nga ay wala pang signal, di ba?
True.
Given, yes, given the fact na isa ang Pilipinas sa may pinakamabagal na internet connection.
I could not agree more.
Di ba?
Grabe ang bagal ng internet sa Pilipinas.
Yes. And what more, di ba? Kung lahat sabay-sabay na, nagka-class, nag-online classes na, and etc. So that is one of the reasons pa lang kung bakit mayroong academic fees. So first is the digital divide. Na, yun nga, hindi lahat ay mayroong sapat na resources para maka-join to adopt on a new normal, which is flexible learning, na merong synchronous, asynchronous, even remote printed learning. So, pangalawa, it is ideal na isipin natin na kaya makapag-shift ng bawat isa to a new normal, to a new mode of learning, gaya ng flexible learning. A student of accounting, tayo bilang mga estudyante ng accounting, tayo yung mga buhay na patunay na even sa traditional mode of classes, yung as in nandiyan na si prof na nagtuturo, hindi tayong lahat ay nakaka-absorb ng ganun kabilis.
Oops!
Hindi.
I mean, diba? Natamaan ako dun na.
Sakit.
Naman accounting students hindi pare-pareho ng learning capabilities yung mga estudyante. Merong mga fast learner, merong mas dapat merong masanay ng self-study. Diba? Hindi tayo pare-pareho ng way ng pagkatuto and even the mode and the pace of learning ay hindi pare-pareho ang bawat estudyante. And given na hindi, dun nga sa traditional classes na nandun na mismo upfront yung faculty na nagtuturo sa'yo that is willing to cater all of your questions at the same moment, ay hindi na rin ganun kadali mag-absorb yung estudyante. Because there are several factors, maybe the topic is too hard to absorb, too exhausting, the environment is not conducive, and etc. So what more on an online mode na you are only facing the four corners of your screen. Noong nakaraan, I browsed in Twitter. Then nakita ko na merong mga estudyante na nagko-call nga ng academic fees with their personal experiences. Meron doon ay yung kapatid niya na with honors. Then inaabot ng hanggang alas 11 para magsulat ng activities na ipapasok na bukasan. Hanggang umabot na sa umiiyak na siya kasi di pa rin siya tapos magsulat. Anong oras na? So, it is ideal para isipin na ganun kabilis kaya mag-transition ng bawat isa ng estudyante, ng faculty to a new normal. And another thing is to consider the faculty members who are not tech savvy. Kasi maraming mga teachers ang hindi naman masyado nag-rely on technology. Yes. Though they have no choice sa ngayon, kundi mag-rely sa technology. Yes, there are trainings offered for them. Pero kagaya ng isang estudyante na hindi naman pare-pareho ng learning capacity or learning capability, even the pace of learning, ay ganun din naman sa faculty. Lalo na sa mga medyo may age na. Dahil hindi naman na, nila generation yung unlike us na sobrang techy. Katulad ngayon, naka-zoom tayo, tapos ipo-podcast mo to, di ba? Hindi need niyang i-adapt on different generations, on different situations. Marami siyang dapat i-consider for it to adopt successfully. And hindi siya dapat ganun kabilis. Another thing on the ACAD phrase is maraming mga estudyante there is a call online, yung hashtag piso para sa laptop. There are students who resort to online palimos or on they are asking for donations online through GCash mode of donations and etc. Even bank donations, di ba? Na kahit piso lang ay malaking tulong na. So that alone is one of the examples sa kung gaano kas-striving yung mga estudyante para makapag-aral. Kasi di ba maraming nagsasabi na kung hindi mo kaya mag-aral ngayon, huwag ka mag-enroll, walang namimilit sa'yo. But that is your privilege talking, kasi if a student has his or her privilege na makapag-aral, lalo na on a state university, na libre ang tuition, ang miscellaneous fee, di ba? Lalo na sa panahon ngayon na this pandemic crippled us, our well-being socially, economically, psychology, financially. Mm-hmm. Kaya sobrang privileged ng pagkasabi na kung ayaw mag-aral, di huwag ka mag-enroll, huwag mong idamay yung ibang tao.
Grabe, no? I mean, yung ganong understanding ng kung ano yung pakiramdam na ano, na kasi kaya mo eh, capable ka, but paano naman yung iba? Di ba?
Yes.
So, alam naman natin yan na hindi natin gusto to eh. Ano ba yung pakiramdam na nasa pandemic tayo? Gusto man natin mag-aral lahat. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. So, ang tanong naman natin, no, ngayon is, ano yung talagang gagawin ni academic freeze? Like, ano po ba yung meaning talaga ng academic freeze, na hihinto po ba yung klase? Hihinto yung lahat ng kwari, let's say third year ka, hihinto kayo lahat? Paano po ba yung academic freeze nag-work sa ganong way?
Yes. Bale sa atin kasi, on Bulsu situation, last August 20, I submitted the proposal of the student government sa Board of Regents. And dun sa position paper ng council, ay nakalagay dun, we have several demands. Na hanggat hindi namimit yung demands na yun, there should be an academic freeze. Dahil dapat patutuhanan natin yung banner na binibigay sa atin ng admin na no student left behind. No Bulsuan left behind.
Yes, yes. Sobra.
Pero may tulong ako.
Yes po?
Ano kasi, may mga nakikita din ako, and I think, parang pagka pinag-isipan mo, oo nga, no? Yung academic freeze, parang it's a way lang to prolong yung problem, parang bibigyan lang natin ng, you know, ng time na wala lang. Parang yun nangyari ng, if I was to say it, yung sa Manila, nangyari sa Manila, yung GCQ, tapos ginawang ECQ, tapos inano ulit ng 1 or 2 weeks, tapos wala rin naman nangyari. So, di ba, kung iisipin mo, parang ganun din siya.
Ayun, parang ano lang, sabi nila, band-aid solution lang daw yon.
Oo, so, band-aid solution.
Anong masasabi niyo about dun sa sinasabi na band-aid solution lang siya?
I don't think academic fees is a band-aid solution. I think yung call na pinapatungkulan dito sa mga nagsabing band-aid solution lang ang academic fees is the same people na nagko-call ng hindi dapat academic fees, kundi dapat ligtas balik eskwela. Tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
I think that one. Ganito kasi siya, academic freeze is the means. And ligtas balik eskwela is the ends.
Ooh.
Hindi kasi siya mutually exclusive eh. Kaya I don't understand kung bakit pilit na pinagbabangga kung pareho lang naman yung call na no student must be left behind. Dahil if you would call na we are all for safe opening of classes, sinong di may gusto nun, right? Pero ano yung mangyayari habang nandun tayo sa period na we are preparing for the safe opening of classes? Kasi hindi natin pwedeng hagdaliin lahat. I myself, talking, is an incoming fourth year student. So isang taon na lang, gagraduate na ako.
Yun nga eh.
No? Diba?
Parang, oo nga, konti na lang.
Kung tutusin, you should, hindi pa ikaw dapat yung person na nag-erase niyan eh. Kasi you're one step away na lang, then you go out na eh, no? Pero ito yung kailangan ng lahat eh.
Little box for chat, little green dot. Why do I always smile whenever you stay there? 'Cause I know you're okay, you're safe. 'Cause you know I like the picture beside you. I hope someone is smiling at me too. From your side, from your side. Thank you.
we're back again to the Unmuted. Anyway, yun nga dun, ano, no, to summarize na lahat, yung may kanya-kanya, kahit ano eh, hindi naman, it's not a matter of course, yung ano, para-paraho tayo naghihirap in this pandemic. And, ano eh, and you have, ano din eh, you have made really great points din, Ms. Beda, dun sa mga, ano, sa mga topics mo about yung academic risk, kalagayan talaga ng estudyante, as a whole. Diba? So, yun. Ayun. Okay lang din. And ask lang thank you din sa pag-ano.
And ask lang natin for the last time. Ms. Beda, no, before we wrap up this episode, we would like to ask you, can you give us no a message? A message to all R3JPNs na why ano tong academic freeze? And parang last message mo sa kanila na bakit dapat nating supportahan ang academic freeze? So, ayan. Kindly give us a message to all R3JPNs po.
Yes. To all JPNs and even to non-JPNs, but to all students and even to the others who are gonna listen to this podcast is dapat lang na magkaroon ng academic freeze dahil hindi dapat tayo maging individualist na sariling kapakanan lang ang iniisip natin dahil how can we survive on an institution kung sarili lang din natin yung inaasahan at iniisip natin. You must think of other people as well dahil lalo na ngayon tayo ay nasa isang pandemic na what we have is each other para magtulungan at hindi dapat tayo magpakulong sa ating privilege bubble na dahil meron akong ganito, meron akong ganyan, I can enroll anytime, kaya ko makipagsabayan. Pero how about the other people? How about those students na sobrang struggling na makapag-ipon ng resources for them to be capable to join the flexible learning? Meron tayong tinatawag na Filipino resiliency eh. Pero hindi sana natin i-romanticize yun.
Yes, sobra.
We are romanticizing kasi yung pagiging resilient ng mga Pilipino, nagiging blind positivity na siya na sa halip na dapat mas tingnan natin siya bilang isang sitwasyon na dapat tukuyin yung kanyang grassroots o yung kanyang mismong pinagmumulan para matapos na, nagiging positive vibes pa siya sa atin. Of course, that is commendable na magsikap ka, na maghanap ka ng ways para makahabol, para makasama, makapagpatuloy ng pag-aaral. Pero hanggang doon na lang ba? Hanggang pagiging resilient na lang ba? Dahil hindi naman laging resilient ang bawat tao. Laging merong hangganan. Hindi pa pwedeng post muna para paghandaan at isipin yung well-being ng bawat isa. Kasi diba, even si Maslow, sinabi niya na pinakamahalaga ang safety at ang survival ng bawat isa. Dahil how can you strive for your other needs if una, hindi ka nakasurvive? How will you continue studying if nandun ka na, nag-isolated ka na, sobrang hirap ka na huminga dahil nag-positive ka sa COVID? How will you help your... Kasi mayroong mga sabi na kailangan ko na makatapos para makitulungan ko yung pamilya ko. There's nothing wrong with that. That is commendable. That is sobrang appreciated lalo ng pamilya mo na gusto mong makatulong sa kanila lalo na in times of pandemic, in times of this very mahirap na sitwasyon. Pero need din natin isipin yung bawat isa sa atin dahil paano mo sila matutulungan if you are virus-stricken na? Kung hindi ka na healthy, 'di ba? Well-being ng bawat isa ang pinakamahalaga sa lahat. For those then, of course, na hindi pa masyad or against sa academic freeze, we understand their sentiments dahil hindi naman natin na-antagonize yung ibang tao na willing and open sa explanations, sa mga situational explanations, diba? Dahil it takes one to see one. Na parang kung, siguro kung that's part of us being privileged, eh. Kung kailan lang tayo apektado, saka lang natin naiintindihan yung sitwasyon ng ibang tao. And naman natin hintayin yung ganung part. Pero sana if merong mga tao na against or what we are asking na lang din is siguro to not being, to stop being a bully. Mga nagko-call out pa na tamad lang kayo, kaya ayaw nyo, kaya gusto nyo mag-academic fees, ganyan. So if you do not understand fully the context of the call, then do your research, do your part na mas maintindihan siya. Then, if you have criticisms regarding doon sa campaign, then, di ba, address it properly. Ilapit mo siya properly to be addressed it properly. Kasi, hindi naman healthy yung sobrang magiging... Minsan, di ba, ad hom pa? Na ganito, ganyan.
True, usong-uso yan.
Oh, ganito, ganyan.
Definitely.
Pag wala na masabi, personaling ka na lang.
Oo, diba? Yun na lang eh. But yun lang masyadong...
Even, di ba, kapag inisan yung magkakaibigan, kapag ikaw, tinotoo ka na ng inis, ay, wala na. Magkakapikunan na to.
Damayan na.
Mama mo, ganun. Mama mo, sige. Lagi na lang ganun.
Siguro mas intindihin na lang din yung sitwasyon ng bawat isa. If you don't understand kasi we cannot understand everyone's situation eh. Iba't ibang sitwasyon ng bawat isa, meron siguro kaya gusto niyang makatapos na dahil marami gusto makatapos na, gusto makatulong sa pamilya, etc. Gusto makatapos na kasi may kailangang gawin, ganyan. Iba't iba yung reasons natin. Pero sana, huwag maging hadlang yung reasons na yon para maging compassionate tayo sa sitwasyon ng ibang tao.
Yun, so, yun. I think, ano eh, parang ang summary lang nito, let us be compassionate, no? Na, just because hindi mo siya na-experience is, you should not care about it anymore. No? Na kailangan magkaroon pa rin tayo ng paki sa lipunan na nabibilangan natin. Na maaaring hindi mo concern, pero concern ng iba. Kasi darating din yung time na baka concern mo, hindi maging concern ng iba. So, ayun. Again, no? President Beda, ano ba? Thank you so much. Ayan. And,
pero ano?
Meron ka pa ba mga habol dyan?
Oh, syempre naman. Ano yung tradition na natin to sa R3, di ba? Bago matapos lahat ng interview, ano yung talent mo, Miss Beda?
Naku!
Pahingi po kami ng
kapit. I think yung talent ko, hidden pa din siya until now eh. Baka the next few days ma-discover ko na din siya. Hidden wow. Talent pa.
Grabe, hidden. O, palabasin natin ngayon. Kanta ka nga sa amin. Dali, kantahan mo kami.
Ay, ako singer. Meron ba ka nagsasabi? Baka daw singer ako kasi medyo marunong mag-modulate ng boses. Dahil, dahil nagpa-public speaking ako, pero ako yung buhay na patunay na hindi lahat ng public speaker sanay kumante.
Pero, ayun nga. Well, aabangan pa rin talaga namin yung talent mo, Miss Beda. Hindi ito yung huli nating pagkikita. Sinasabi ko yan, mapapakanta ka namin. Kaya maghanda ka na.
Pili ko si mag-exit ng podcast kapag kumanta ko.
Hindi pang padagdag views.
Yun nga, yun eh. Parang, baka may inalang habulin nila yung pagkanta mo eh. Baka maraming makinig kasi... Uy, kumanta raw doon si President Beda, tara pakinggan natin.
Oo. Yung buong bulsuan niya, 30,000.
Yung sample. Sample naman. Ayan na.
Ayan na, oo. Marupok yan, no? Marupok.
Kakabig na, guys. Ayan na.
Kakabig na.
Pero ano, kidding aside, no? Ano tawag dito? Shout out mo naman lahat ng mga gusto mong i-shout out for this particular podcast. And ayan, so
buong Region 3 makikinig
dito. Syempre, to all our 3 JPNs and everyone na gusto mong ma-mention. And shout out naman.
Nasa meeting room ako. Mag-chat kami ni Echo, Echo Estrella from CBA, the accountancy student. Yes, kaibigan ni Jeff.
Yes.
And now we're ng ano, di ba, na regional competition. Kanina ka-shot kami, shout-out ko daw siya. So, shout-out, Echo. Kind of. Busy siya ngayon, pinapagawa ko siya ng resolution ng council. So, tapusin mo yan. Galingan mo, i-review ko pa yan mamaya.
Next.
And good luck, kasi may iwan siya sa council. So, I think by, this would be like release ng Sunday, no?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm.
30th. Yeah, I think the news is out by that time. Kasi on Friday, we will post the official announcement of the council that I am resigning from my position effective September 18. One of the reasons is malaki kasi yung epekto mentally ng pandemic and even yung mga past events prior to pandemic. And it is against every leadership to hold on a position for a very long time if there is someone who is willing and more than capable to take the lead. And syempre, ayaw ko naman maging greed sa power if there is someone, di ba, na kaya naman to take the lead. And hindi naman reason yung pag-resign para mag-stop on serving the students kasi there are other forms,
yes,
on being of service to the interest of students. And ngayon, siguro shoutout na din para sa bawat isang nakikinig nito who are Bulsuans. Thank you for the trust. I would grab this opportunity na din. Sorry. Thank you for the trust that you have given sa akin. Yes. Thank you for the 1.5-year term. Isa sa pinakamahabang term.
I extended.
1.5 term to be your region, to be your representative, to be your student government president. Gusto ko lang din sabihin is even though I do not know any every one of you, yung bawat isa sa inyo, I be proud of what you have achieved. If you are barely surviving, if yung nagawa nyo lang today is to survive, that's a great thing na din. Be proud of yourself that you have survived each and every day. Drink 8 glasses of water or more.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. As in, diba, sobrang basang-basa yung damit mo sa init. Lalo na siguro, lalo na sa mga laging nasa labas, yung mga traffic enforcers na laging nakababad sa init, diba? Kung meron tayong mga kamag-anak na traffic enforcers, always remind them to drink plenty glasses of water. And of course, to all, focus on your mental health because mental health matters. Mahirap,
yes,
lalo na sa mga kaibigan, sa mga kasama natin who are clinically diagnosed. Malaking usapin yung pagiging isolated nila on a cabin-like experience.
True.
Sa pag-i-stay at home, kung used sila ng kausap lagi mga kaibigan, ganito, etc. So, we should contact, kumustahin yung mga kaibigan din natin. Kasi malaking bagay na yung may mangumusta sa'yo. Kasi, yes, diba, sobrang appreciate na yun. Ako personally, kapag may nangumusta sa akin, sobrang laking bagay siya kasi malaking, you would feel na comfort ka. And sobrang, mapifeel mo na sobrang appreciated mo na mayroong nakaisip na, kumusta na ba si Beida, ganda? Kumusta na kaya si ganda ganyan? Diba? Do not forget to check up on your friends. Do not forget to check yourself. Dahil mahirap, lalo na sa mga student leaders, mahirap mag-serve if hindi po yung sarili mo. If you are not on the right or on the healthy disposition, diba? I know na you can do better, you can do your best, or you can do better than what we're doing right now if you are on a healthier and you are on a better disposition. Kaya, prioritize, selfish man, pero prioritize yourself than, yes, other people. Dahil,
yan talaga.
Sabihin man natin na dapat maging compassionate tayo sa ibang tao, pero hindi naman porket isipin mo yung sagili mo, kakalimutan mo na rin yung ibang tao.
True. Ayan. Alam ba, wala akong masabi,
oh, ano pala, meron pala.
Sige, Nika, go.
Oh, napaka, very heated and ano. Pero, to end things with a, you know, with a lighter note, ito, tradition na rin natin, hindi natin napakanta si Miss Beida, sayang. Pero, babalikan talaga kita, Miss Beida. Naka-note ka na sa akin dito. Yun ang hindi ko nakakalimutan eh. Yun. Wow. Pero, tradition na rin natin to. Can you say yung pinaka-masigla, pinaka-energetic mong mabuhay, R3?
Pinaka-energetic. Sige.
Game. Pakinggan lang natin, ha? Ang mabuhay, R3 ni Miss Beida.
Oh, sige, dali.
Mabuhay, R3.
Nax! Okay!
Wow!
Lakas!
Thank you!
Grabe, no? Nakarating yung president, no, ng student government ng Bulacan State University dito sa ating podcast.
Region 3!
Oh, grabe. Again, no, President Beida, thank you so much, no, for tuning in with us today. Sobrang na-appreciate namin yung time and effort mo para lang i-share sa amin, no, what is academic freeze and ano ba yung pangangailangan talaga ng mga students amidst the pandemic. Now it's getting late.
Now we're back again to the Unmuted. Ayun. So, grabe yung ano ah. Grabe, Jeff, yung mga pinag... yung thoughts na shinier and then opinions na shinier ni Miss Beida kanina, no?
Oo, grabe. No? At least, nagkaroon tayo talaga ng overview about sa academic freeze and ano ba talaga yung pangangailangan ng mga students this pandemic. No? At least, nakakuha tayo ng point of view ng isa sa mga known, no? Na isa sa mga respected leaders na student leaders, I must say.
Student leaders.
Na at the same time ay isang R3JP yan. So, makikita naman talaga natin yung compassion, no? Ng mga student leaders natin, especially yung mga R3JP and student leaders natin. So, kudos to Miss Beida for sharing her time, no? And yes, binigyan niya talaga tayo ng magandang overview tungkol sa academic
Very piece. Maganda. Oo. And then, ano eh, gusto ko din yung sinabi niya dun sa, about the ends and the means. Yun yung pinakagusto kong part sa sinabi niya talaga eh. Yun yung tumatak para sa akin.
Yes. So, no? May papakita, naipakita niya talaga sa atin, no? Ano nga ba yung mga pangangailangan talaga ng students sa panahon ngayon? So, basically, hindi ito time para mag-complain. Nung mag-complain, ang time na ito ay para magtulungan talaga, no? Grabe, no? Ito talaga yung nangihingi tayo ng mga pagkakataon, no? To show, no? Kung gaano ka-importante yung pag-aaral sa atin. And a little freeze won't hurt, no? A little freeze won't hurt. Nika?
That's true. Agree na agree ako dun. Yeah, ayun. And then, ay, nako, bago pala kami magkalimutan, it's, ano, alam ko, sinabi ni Miss Beida na she'll be stepping down doon sa, she'll be stepping down sa position na yun na as a regent, as a student leader. Pero hindi ko pa rin makakalimutan na may utang siyang kanta sa atin. Hindi pa tayo tapos.
Of course, no? Hindi pa tayo tapos sa kanya. Meron pa siyang unfinished business sa atin, no? And let's hope, no, na sa mga susunod na mga pagkakataon, no, na matap natin siya. I hope she sings na.
Oo. Ano, by then, talaga, sana ma-accommodate pa din tayo ni Miss Beida and mapakanta na natin siya. So, and I'm sure yung mga, ano, yung bulsoans natin,
of course,
they'll be looking forward to it.
A proud bulsoan here. So, again, no, thank you so much to Miss Charlene Beida Santos, the president of the Bulacan State University Student, Supreme Student Council and Student Regent. So, Mika, ano na bang ganap natin ngayon?
Okay. So, para sa ating susunod na programa, charot, kala mo, GMA eh. Eto, so, it's time for our, ano, magpapaka, ano, oras na para sa shameless plug ng R3. So, R3JPNs, pack your bags, secure your boarding passes, and get ready to explore the land of the rising sun as Cervera gives you exciting and interactive activities that will surely be worth remembering. We'll have various leadership seminars, panel discussions, technical sessions, and of course, the second regional executive board meeting, this third youth empowerment summit with the theme Reconnecting Leaders in a Disconnected World this coming September 22-27, 2020. See you there,
RTGPNs! Okay, no, grabe, no, get ready guys, no, para sa ating nalalapit, no, na second regional executive board meeting and the youth empowerment summit. Okay? So guys, no, alam kong exciting to lalo na sa ating mga student leaders out there, mga local chapters. So ano pa kung hinihintay ninyo? No? So see you there.
Marami,
no? See
kayong matututunan. Yes, that's right. See you there. And I'm pretty sure after nung week-long event natin, kasi from what I've heard din, nakakausap ko rin kasi yung mga ibang officers ng local chapters natin, no? They're first-time officers. Tapos, ano, bukod sa first-time officers, like, in, ano, parang hindi pa sila naging officer before kahit nung high school, basta ngayon lang din college. So, medyo naguguluhan pa sila. And I hope this, our third Youth Empowerment Summit will be able to help them na, ano, to stand on their feet na. Para, you know, ma-serve yes. na nila yung local chapter nila. Diba?
Yes, of course. Syempre, we produce, no? R3JPNs are competent leaders. That's why we do have Youth Empowerment Summit para talaga maipakita, ma-showcase natin, no? Yung mga R3JPN leaders natin ay ready na to serve their local chapters. Mm-hmm.
Sabi nga ni Mang Tani, I am ready.
Yes, I am ready. So now for another one, no? R3JPNs, ready to bring out your calculators? Get ready your scratch papers as we unleash the competitiveness of each and every R3JPN. So welcome to the second chapter of the CIRC, the Captains of Integral Realization, Quintessence of Utmost Excellence. We will be conducting the Academic Cups. We do have also the new Raise Your Standards Cup series, which includes the PFRS and the PSA Cup. We will be also conducting the Global Certification Awareness Program. Part 1 is the Certified Bookkeeper, Registered Cost Accountant, and Certified Accounting Technician Program. The Global Certification Awareness Program, Part 2 is the Certified Management Accountant Program. So what are you waiting for? Be part of our Chapter 2 of the Captains of Integral Realization, Quintessence of Utmost Excellence, the CIRC. So, ayun guys, no?
Exciting
yung ating first ever, no, na traditional academic event natin, no? So, hindi ito yung first academic event natin since nagkaroon tayo ng accounting gauntlet, but this one's different, no? From the previous na accounting gauntlet na more of interaction, more of learning, this one's a bit different, no? Babalik tayo doon sa traditional and competitive way of fighting, no? Alam niyo yan, guys, yeah. No? Alam niyo na.
Makikita na natin yung mga tunay na quizzers kung ano ba talaga yung ano, what they're really made of, diba?
No, grabe, lalabas na talaga yung mga the best of the best, no, sa mga quizzers na to, and grabe yung mga potential na madidiscover natin dito sa the CIRC Chapter 2. This is the first major academic event talaga na talagang ano, full-blown talaga na mabigatang event, no? Lalabas na lahat ng mga pinakamagagaling. And R3JPNs, we hope to see you there, no? Especially those mga quizzers talaga na ready na for battlefield, no? Ready na sa accounting battlefield. So, and at the same time, no, hindi siya basta for quizzers lang. Meron din tayong seminar series na magde-discuss ng mga different certifications other than the Certified Public Accountant License. So, para sa mga R3JPNs dyan, no? Baka merong iba dyan na hindi naman interested kuhanin yung CPA license kasi not everyone, no? Not everyone is gusto talaga maging CPA. They may choose, no? They may check out these particular certifications. And of course, kung gusto mo pa rin naman maging CPA, pwedeng pa rin naman sa ito mga certifications na to. So, it will add, no? It will add spice to your name, no? At least pagka binanggit yung pangalan mo, no? Oo, and kapag binanggit, no, yung mga kadugtong ng mga pangalan mo, no? Grabe, hahaba talaga yung pangalan mo. So,
parang yung kay Dad. CPA, yes, no? CSI, CSRS.
No, CIA, CSRS, no? Grabe, ang haba ng pangalan ni Dad. But, of course, no, kayo rin mga RTJPNs, may chance din kayo na magpahaba ng mga pangalan ninyo. And one way to do that is para i-introduce namin sa inyo, ano ba yung mga certifications out there? So, ready na, no, ang ating, yung ating part 1, which is the CB, RCA, and CAT program. And yung pangalawa natin is the CMA program. So, guys, we hope to see you there sa ating chapter 2 ng the CIRC. So, ayun, no, guys, no. So, hindi lang siya basta for quizzers, meron din tayong seminar series for everyone. So, I think that's it, Nika.
Oo, and of course, syempre, since shameless plug na to, stay tuned and follow. Remember to follow mga ka-R3JPNs natin dyan to the NFJPR3's official social media account for more information. So, that will be at NFJPR Region 3 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Makiparty kayo sa amin doon.
Okay, guys. So, we will see you there sa ating mga social media platforms. You may contact us there. And don't forget, no, to give us a review, no? Ako and Nika, using the so sa Spotify and sa Apple Podcast, no. Again, no, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, this is your host Jeff Fernando
and Nika Damian. Thank you so much for listening to The Unmuted. See you next week.
This has been NFGPR3, The Unmuted, with Nika Damian and Jeff Fernando. Tune in for the next episode.